This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. It's not clear what effect the cyber attack on the world's largest meat processing company is going to have. But with this being summer barbecue season, demand is up, along with concern. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Brazil's JBS says it expects the majority of its plants to be back online today. It's the second largest producer of beef, pork, and chicken in the U.S. Nebraska feedlot operator Joan Ruskamp told KHGI-NTV if there were a shutdown, consumers would feel the impact quickly.
In Grand Island alone, that's 5,000 head each day. And the stores, the restaurants that they supply, that's their supplier.
The White House says JBS notified them of a ransomware demand from criminals likely based in Russia, similar to the oil pipeline attack. Even before this, meat prices were rising due to coronavirus shutdowns and bad weather. The Department of Agriculture estimates price jumps between 1 and 3% this year. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden has launched a review of the threat. This is the third major attack this year tied to Russia, and White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Wednesday the JBS hack was expected to be discussed at the mid-June summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. Russia's upper house backed legislation Wednesday expected to be used to ban allies of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny from running in elections, just the latest move in a crackdown on the opposition. The bill, overwhelmingly approved by the Federation Council, would make it impossible to run in parliamentary elections for leaders, sponsors, and rank-and-file members of, quote, extremist, end quote, groups. A Russian court is considering whether to designate Navalny's political network an extremist organization. This is VOA News. Germany has refused to issue any further permits for flights arriving from Russia in a tit-for-tat move after Moscow failed to extend German airline Lufthansa's flight permissions, the German Transport Ministry said Wednesday. The ministry said Russia's aviation authority, FATA, had not renewed Lufthansa's flying rights for June, meaning a flight that had been due to depart early June 2nd had to be canceled. A huge fire broke out at an oil refinery in the southern part of the Iranian capital, Tehran, Wednesday. Iranian state media reported saying there were so far no reports of casualties. Iran's semi-official news agency said all operations had been suspended at the facility as firefighters tried to contain the blaze. The U.S. government announced Wednesday it is suspending for 6 months any punitive tariffs on Britain, India, and four European nations while it works to resolve a dispute over digital services taxes. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said in a statement, quote, "The United States is focused on finding a multilateral solution to a range of key issues related to international taxation, including our concerns with digital services taxes," end quote. The suspension, which applies to Austria, Italy, Spain, and Turkey, comes at the conclusion of a year-long investigation into taxes, which Washington said discriminated against big U.S. tech companies like Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard, in a meeting, reiterated their interest in Central American development to achieve, quote, "orderly, safe, and regular migration," end quote, Mexico's government said Wednesday. The two officials met in San Jose, Costa Rica, and also discussed advancing more fair and equal distribution of COVID-19 vaccines in the region, the government statement said. Singapore will allow use of the coronavirus vaccine of China's Sinovac biotech under the special access route, the city state said Wednesday following its approval by the World Health Organization. Singapore had said this week it would allow private healthcare providers to access COVID-19 vaccines not approved by Singapore but on the WHO's emergency use listing. European Union governments agreed Wednesday to add Japan to their small list of countries from which they will allow non-essential travel while holding off until at least mid-June for British tourists, EU sources said Tuesday. Ambassadors from the EU's 27 countries approved the addition of Japan at a meeting Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.